There's no question, Klal Yisrael is an Eis Sora, not just in Eretz Yisrael, of Achenu B'nei Yisrael, of Adir, that are suffering so much. But we should understand that every single one of us here, even in America, it's a Pella. Who would have ever thought in this free country, the things that are going on, even here in America, that everybody's going to tolerate it? You could have demonstrations, death to Israel, free Palestine, Israel shall stop their aggression and all this, and everybody allows them to say what they say. When there's a sinner to Klal Yisrael, and there's something going on in Eretz Yisrael, it becomes free by all our Sinai Yisrael to go voice and say whatever they want, and no one's going to say anything against them. And Rachman Litzlan, who knows what could happen, Chas Shalom, here in America, when the people are speaking such hate towards Yidden. We have to realize, as a Yid, every single Yid b'sakana, it's a Eis Sorehi LeYakov to Gantz Klal Yisrael. I heard many times from Atzil Solomon Shlita, Lozan Gazut and Stark, Shabbat Fu Shalema. He used to always say over, we all know about the Churban of the Nazis. The Nazis went ahead, and in Europe, they destroyed 6 million Yidden. And Kiyadua, they were en route to Eretz Yisrael, to Israel. And en route through Africa, they were killing out everybody on the way, and they were heading towards Israel. And the general of the army, Rommel, I think that was his name, they were charging towards Israel, and Klal Yisrael chap what a sakana they're in. And the Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael got together, Anoshim, Noshim, Vitaf, Mamish, everybody. They went to the Beis Medrash, and they literally were there 24/7. They didn't leave the Beis Medrash. They took down the parochas of the Aron HaKodesh, and they were crying. They knew about the 6 million Yidden that were killed, and they knew they're next. And they were crying and crying of being mispalel, tefillahs day after day. And there's many maisim about this. And all of a sudden, like they say, for no rhyme or reason, the general turned around and never made it to the border of Eretz Yisrael. And obviously it was the Kayach HaTzfila that saved Klal Yisrael there in Eretz Yisrael. And one of the Gedolim said at that time, if Klal Yisrael would have done this in Europe, we wouldn't have to lose 6 million Yidden either. This is what I heard over from Atzil Solomon many times. And I should be honest, it always bothered me. I never really understood. Do you really think in Europe they didn't do this too? I mean, my grandparents were survivors. They came from Hungary. They went through the Holocaust. This was the end of the Holocaust, which means the Holocaust went for a few years. You don't think in their kehila, where they lived, my grandmother came from Munkach. You don't think in Munkach there was a tshuva movement going on? They heard what was going on the other side of Europe, in Poland. They heard about the destruction, how many millions of Yidden already got killed. They knew the Nazis are coming through. You don't think they went ahead and they made a major tefillah and tshuva and everything? This is always the question that went through my mind. I hate to say it, but I think what we're living through right now is the answer. We know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. We know how all the nations are teaming up. We're at risk for Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, all the places, all the billions of Arabs are around Israel. We know what could happen. They're all threatening to join the war. Rahman al-Islam. We know the nuclear weapons that Iran has. We know everything that's going on. Are we changed individuals? Are we holding on to a certain level of tshuva that we're a whole different person? We're changing our mahalach achayim? Or initially when we heard the news a week ago, we changed? We got a little frightened, we became a little better, and now we're back to ourselves. The world goes back to regular. We got used to the news, and we're living our lives. We, the way we're acting and the way we're living, is probably what happened in Munkacs and in Hungary and everywhere else where the Yidden were, although they heard all the destruction, but they became regular people. They got used to the news, and life went on. Rachman al-Itzlan. We have to hear the wake-up call. We have to hear the Rabbeinu Shem calling. And we have to make such a mapecha in our lives. We can't just go back to regular. B'derech Klal, we know the famous Rambam. That whenever Klal Yisrael is in a tzara, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Tainus, Mitzvah zasei min ha-Torah. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Lizoik al kol tzara shetavi al tzibur. To cry out every tzara that Klal Yisrael has. V'dova zeh midarki ha-tshuva. It's part of the things that we do when we're doing tshuva. To recognize shebeglal maseim ha-royim hurolahem. Because of our bad actions, that's why this is happening. V'zehu sheyigroim lahem l'hoser ha-tzara. That's going to cause us. That's going to cause the tzara to leave if we go ahead and touch on darkei tshuva. Avlim lo yizaku v'lo yiril. If a person just lives his life regular without crying out, he doesn't make a state of emergency in his own life. You don't go ahead and change your whole mahalach achayim. And rather, yoyimer davazem minhag shaloylam. This is the regular way of life. You know, Arabs attack Israel, these things happen. V'sara zu nikra nikris, this is just a happening, this sara. Harei zu derech achzorius. Says the Rambam, such an approach is cruelty. You're an achzor. V'goyremes lehem lidovek v'maisem aroyim. You're causing everybody to stick to their bad ways and not to improve. V'toysif hatzora tzoros acheris. If you don't take the tzara that you're in seriously, it'll cause more tzaras. Who shekosu b'tayra, it's a beferish apostle in Parashas B'chukaisai. Ve'alachtem imi b'keri, if you're going to go with me, by things are just natural, Hashem is saying, halachti imochem b'chamas keri. Kaloimar, I'm going to go with you b'chamas keri, with an anger, meaning, ovi aleichem tzara, k'desha teshuvu. I'm going to bring you some level of tzaras that's going to choke you and force you that you're going to come to a level of tshuva. Rachman al-Itzlan. We have to realize, if Klal Yisrael is going through such a matziv, every single one of us personally has to make a state of emergency in his life and change your whole mahalach achayim. Your life has to be different. Your anhaga has to be different. Your whole avodas Hashem has to be different. The way you daven has to be different. Your whole approach, you're in a state of emergency. This is the obligation of every yid living through such a tekufa. And this is besides the fact that we have an obligation to be noisa ba'ol im chaveira. We have to feel the pain of our brothers. You know, in this past week's parasha, we found the Moiridik of Pshat and understanding what happened to Hevel. If you remember, in the parasha, Cain brought a korban from Pri Adama, Min Agarua, from the Shvach of things. And the Rebbeinu Shem didn't accept his korban. Hevel brought a chosh of a korban from the animals, and the Rebbeinu Shem accepted his korban. We all know what happened to Maisa. Cain killed Hevel. So I saw from Eli Baruch Finkel Zatzal that he asks, what did Hevel do wrong that Hevel got killed? L'maisa, Hillel brought a geshmak l'chosh of a carbon, and the Rebbeinu Shlom accepted his carbon. And he gets murdered, and his life ends early now? Why did he get killed? What did he do wrong? Ma chata hayu b'yadai? Ma chayt shenenash ba'inish misa? Sokov Eli Baruch Finkel, Moiridik. He says, read the psukim. The psukim say that after Cain's carbon wasn't accepted, he was very down. He didn't feel very good. Like the Rebbeinu Shlom said to him, Lama charalach v'lama naflu panecha? Why are you angry? Why are you depressed? This was Cain's matzav ruach at the time. He was very down. He was going through a difficult period. Says of Eli Baruch Finkel, the tefillah was on Hevel. How could you not be nice about all with him? Lo yisyachis, you didn't have any hisyachsus to his nefilos panav, shalkayin. Your brother's depressed. Your brother's down. Your brother's upset. Why don't you go ahead and make him feel okay? Lo yponay lav lisho lo asayin, to get interested in his matziv. Lo nizka b'tayra, anything that he did. Why is he not following al hagas Hashem Yisborach? Mahu racham avata racham. Be merciful. Where's your mercy? Says of Eli Baruch Finkel, for not being noisu ba'ol im chaveiro, for not feeling his brother's pain, that was the death sentence that he had, that Hevel was killed. Says Eli Baruch Finkel that, of course, noisu ba'ol im chaveiro doesn't say the Torah chayiv misa, but we have to realize this is the yesoidus of creation. This is the foundation of the world. And emeila betchila sabinyan of the ganze welt is a tremendous hakpada that the foundation should be perfect. And emeila, this terrible crime of not being noisable and chaveiroi even brought him to achiv misa. Limud godol yeshkan at kamot tzorech linoig ulishtateif betzar chaveirenu. How much we're obligated to feel others' pain, what people are going through. You know, I just saw pictures. Chai Lifeline is trying to raise money. They're helping out the families in Eretz Yisrael. So obviously, we can't even imagine the destruction of over 1,000 Yidden being killed. All the mishpachas and everything, how much help is needed on that end. For all the dead people, Rachmanu Litzlan and the Mishpachas, we can't even imagine such numbers. They're saying it's already about 1,400 people that were killed. That's for sure something that needs tremendous help. And I'm sure they're involved there too. What I saw pictures were, there's a whole different part of suffering that's going on in Eretz Yisrael. The whole south, which is all the battle territory, and the whole north, which is battle territory. They all these families are displaced. They all had to move out of their houses. And they all moved to Yerushalayim, to the center. And they're staying there in, some of them are put up in the hotels, but like you can imagine how they're jamming in thousands of families. I saw pictures of these families. They were like in these big rooms and they're all just trying to get their lives in order. They're away from their homes, they have nothing. And they need food, they need just things to do. They have, like, they were showing the toys that they're giving the kids to keep them occupied, and some svarim there, some books. It's Rachmanu Litzlan. You think about it, they're already misplaced from their homes for over a week, and they don't know how much longer it's going to be, and they have nothing, absolutely nothing. And these are thousands of families living like this. This is Bederech Klal. In a general sense, Klal Yisrael going through a tzara. But the emes is b'derech prat, specifically what's going on right now, we have to realize it's obligating us to a whole new level of avodah. You know, it's brought down in the Tur. The Tur says that on Sukkot, we say the haftorah from Yechezkel, the haftorah of Yoyim Boi Goygu Magoy, the psukim in Yechezkel, in Perek Lamed Ches, that talks about Mechemes Goygu Magoig, says the Tur, why do we read the Haftorah of Goygu Magoig on Sukkot? Zok the Tur, that he has a Kabbalah b'shem Rav Hai Goyin, because Melchemes Goygu Moga is going to begin on Sukkos. And we all know, Rachman al-Tzlam, when does Melchama begin? The last day of Sukkos. We have to realize, I heard from Eli Berry said over, that this is Melchemes Goygu Moga. Let's face reality. The Melchama began, and it began on Sukkos. And he brought down, there's many other Ramazim too. We have to realize that we're living literally in very serious times. He brought down the Gemara in Megillah, and Yud Zayin Amud Beis says clearly, "B'motzah Shviyas ben David ba." A Motzah Shviyas, that's the year after Shviyas, like we're in right now, is the year that Ben David Mashiach is going to come, and the Melchama is a Schalt of the Geula. The Melchama is the beginning of the Geula. This is the Lashon HaGemara in Yud Zayin Amud Beis in Megillah. I saw brought down Rameir Shapiro Zatzal. Meir Shapiro was the one that was Mechadish Daf Yomi. He wrote this over 100 years ago in his Sefer Or HaMa'or. He speaks about over the year Tav Shin Pei Dalet, which is the year we're living in right now. He says that Makas Choshech, it's brought down that when the Nagoyim were suffering darkness, Klal Yisrael had light. So he brings down over the year that the light that they experienced was the light of Mashiach, that type of level of light, of or of Mashiach. And he says over the year that it's merumas in the pasuk, ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'may shvaisam. By all the yidden is going to be light in their dwellings, b'may shvaisam, and I added it up, equals the gematria, he says, tofshin peidal. And that's what we spoke about already 100 years ago, about the year of Tav Shin Pei Dalet, how serious it is. So we have to realize we're living in very serious times. It's very serious times in regard to the ability that we could experience Bias Mashiach. We could experience V'sechazena Eineinu, our eyes, B'shuv Chol Tzion Berachamim. But we have to be Zaycha. If we don't do anything about it, it won't happen. It's in our hands, it's in our ability. But if we just olim kim and hod noyeg, and we just keep going living life regular, we chas v'shalom can miss the opportunity. And this is b'feirish. We led on Sukkos also the haftarah of Zechariah. It was also the haftarah that we read in Sukkos. In Zechariah Perik Yudalid, where there also talks about Mechemes Goyg u'Magoy. And we read on Sukkos was, Hine yoyim bo l'Hashem, it's going to come a day. That's to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rashi says, it's the boy of Melchemes Goyg u'Magoy that the pasuk's talking about. V'asafti es kol ha'goyim el Yerushalayim la'melchama. All the nations are going to join up for war against Yerushalayim. As I state in pasuk, it's not exactly what's happening right now. Literally right this moment. I don't know if you know the news, but there was a bomb that hit a hospital in Gaza and killed hundreds of Palestinians. So right away, of course, they blamed that Israel shot the hospital. And it made a major uproar in all the billions of Arabs out there. Lamaisa, they looked at the cameras and Israel said, we never did that. Israel would never do that, it happens to be. They're very careful about these things. And they found that it happened the same moment that Hamas was shooting out to Israel, and one of their bombs went short and landed on Gaza hospital. And they did it to themselves. And this is a big machlokes going on in the world right now. Who is responsible for all those deaths in the hospital? And in truth, America and any person with any seichel saying, of course, it wasn't Israel, they did it to themselves, the Arabs. But all the Arab countries are joining together and they're ready to attack Israel for it. This is the billions of Arabs that are against the Yidden. And this is what we read in Sukkos. And this is also the famous Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar. In Perek Lamed Beis, in Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar, over there, it's brought down from Chazal, why is Yishmael called Yishmael? Before he was born, Hashem said, you're going to have a child, you're going to call him Yishmael. Shanema v'karasa shema Yishmael. Loma nikra shema Yishmael. Why did Hashem want him to call his son Yishmael? Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Lozor, Sha'osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishmoya B'Kol Nakas Ha'om. The Rabbeinu Shalom one day is going to hear the cry of his nation. M'mashasidah B'nei Yishmol Lasois. For what B'nei Yishmol, the Arabs, are going to do Ba'aretz, in the land of Eretz Yisrael, Ba'achris Hayom, in the end of days. L'fikach Nikra Shmo Yishmol, because it stands for Yishma'kel. Yishmol, Yishma'kel, V'yanem. The brothers are going to answer us. We're seeing quite clearly, this is not just a stam general tzara, a klal yisdika tzara that Klal Yisrael is going through. But it's something very, very specific to Achris Hayomim. All the Ramazim that we see from Chazal are all playing out, that we have to realize it's in our hands to let this be the final geula if we step up and do the avodah that we're supposed to do. Now, obviously, I could say for myself, and I'm sure you all feel the same. When Klal Yisrael was going through such a hard time, I heard of some bachurim here also. Actually, it happened even before the last week of Ben Hazmanim, so it happened the last day of Yontif. The whole last week of Ben Hazmanim, you almost couldn't even enjoy Pasha because of the tzara of Klal Yisrael. And emotionally, it's very difficult for all of us. There's no question about it. Every year in Klal Yisrael, even if you're trying to live your life regular, unfortunately, but at the end of the day, deep down emotionally, we're all somewhat disturbed. And it gives you a shvacha feeling in a general sense, in a matzav ruach, because at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael is not in a good situation. So even if you're not stepping up, but we're going through emotional turmoil in our minds. So I just want to tell you something very important. I heard this recording myself from Melech Tress Zatzal. Famous Mike Tress, a big Askin in the time of the Holocaust, very successful in helping Klal Yisrael. My second son-in-law happens to be, it's his great-grandfather. I heard this recording from Mike Tress himself, which means I heard the recording of him speaking. And let me tell you and share with you what he said. This came out word for word. He got up at an asifa and he said, this is many years later, he said, it was Hey Schwacht in Feldofing, which is a German concentration camp in 1946. It was after the war ended and the Yidden were freed. And I saw a group of Yidden who remained alive. There was 15 to 20 men. I saw them sitting down for our Yartzeit Suda of the Svas Emes. I assume his Yartzeit is Hey Schwacht, obviously. I stopped there to join and watch as the men began singing with tremendous koyach the nigun of Animamim Bemuna Shaleimo Bevias HaMashiach. My eyes filled with tears. I closed my eyes and said, where am I? Here in Feldofing, a German concentration camp, the Praving Asudas Yartzeit of the Svas Emes, singing an imamim be'mura shalema be'vias ha-mashiach. I looked around the room. There wasn't one person that was whole. Each one of them lost everything that was near and dear to him. This one lost a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a wife, or children. And they're singing an imamim be'mura shalema. At that point, I realized, this is Am Yisrael. This is the Nitzchias of the eternal nation of Klal Yisrael. B'chol zois loy shachachnu. No matter what a Yid goes through, Klal Yisrael remains strong. Be'amuno betachin in their Rabbeinu Shalom. No matter what they go through, they don't let go. They know the Rabbeinu Shalom's there. And that's what I experienced there in 1946. This is what the Melech Tress said over. And this is something we have to remember. We might be going through a very hard time now. Emotionally, it's very difficult. But we can't let go of our amuna, of the animamim, the amuna shalema, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is always with us. So what do we have to do? What's our avoida? The first thing we have to know is the Gemara in Makkos on Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Makkos says beferish, Omar Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Mai dechsiv. What does it mean in the pasuk? Oim dois hayu ragleinu b'sharayich Yerushalayim. Their feet were standing at the gates of Yerushalayim. What does that pasuk mean? Says the Gemara, Migoram liragleinu sheyamdu b'mochama. What causes our feet to stand strong in war? Sharei Yerushalayim shayoiskim b'tayra. The Sharei Yerushalayim, which are the people that are Isaac Batayra, that's what's giving us our strength and our success in the Muhammad. This is what the Gemara says beferish. So that's the first thing we have to know, that we are the ones that are fighting the battle. Although we're not holding the gun and we're not driving the tank, but our Torah, the Gemara says, and Imam Amuna Shalema in this Gemara, the Gemara says beferish, what keeps Klal Yisrael strong in Muhammad is the Oiskim Batayra, period. As I state in Gemara, someone just told me a Maisa. It's an Emerson Maisa going on right now. There was a Yid in Eretz Yisrael who was supposed to go to the army. They had a mandatory draft now. He was a reservist, supposed to go to the army. And when he went down for his physical to check in, they told him he's not physically fit and they can't have him join. So he went back home and he told his wife, you know, I really would right now be in the army and you wouldn't see me now for who knows how long. So I'm going right now to Beis Medrash and I'm not coming home till the Mechama ends. And this Yid is sitting in Beis Medrash learning Torah and doing his part. His wife drops off food for him in the Beis Medrash, but he doesn't leave the Beis Medrash. They're fighting war. I have to be fighting too. If I can't actually go because I'm not physically fit, and he stays in the Beis Medrash, someone told me this is a true Maizah of a Yid right now who could have been at the battlefront, and instead he's in the other battlefront. He's sitting in the Beis Medrash, and he's not leaving. He told his wife he's not coming home. Told the Mechama is over. This is the Emes Maizah right now. And that's the avodah that we have in our hands, that we too are fighting the battle. The Muhammad is only going to be successful according to how much oiskim batayra we're doing. As I state beferish in the Gemara. And the emesis, this is a yesod that we have to know for all our ruchnias. There's a famous two words that the Altar of Kelm reveals. What's the secret to be matzliach in your ruchnias? Why do you have, in fact, the Altar of Kelm, two people brought up in the same home? He rather says it by Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav, the same father of Yitzchak. Yaakov and Esav, one turns out tzaddik, one turns out a rasha. How is it possible? The same upbringing. They went through the same chinuch. Same father, same grandfather of Avraham Avinu. In fact, the Altar of Kelm, how do you have such a thing? How do you have two people come to one yeshiva and one successful, one's not? How do you have in one family, one brother, yes, successful, one not? All over, you find this. What's the pshat? Frek the out of a kelm. Why do you have a metzias of one person yet being successful and one not, when they have the same upbringing, the same everything? Zok the out of a kelm. It's two words is the answer. And the two words is the secret of all yahatzlocha for your whole life and your ruchnis. You know what the two words are? You have to remember this forever. Koyach hatzir. This is what the out of a kelm says. The ability to visualize. Says the Altar von Kelm, the Koyach Hatzir, the ability to visualize is the whole difference. Yaakov Avinu, he visualized himself what his responsibility is, that every word of Torah I learn is going to get me Olam Haba, and he visualized what Olam Haba looks like, and he visualized what a Nachas Ruach that he's giving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and because he had a greater ability to visualize, that's where he excelled to become Yaakov. Esav, on the other hand, didn't exercise his Koyach Hatzir. He didn't exercise the ability to visualize. So if you're living in a natural world, well, what's the point of learning Torah? It doesn't give me anything. It's just a strain on my mind. And what's the point of getting up in the morning in time for chakras? It's just a pain. I'd rather be on my pillow, under my blankets. And everything in life, it's not tangible. And that's how he ended up being an Ace of a Russia. Says the Alter von Keln, the difference between a person that you find being successful and a person that doesn't make it is because that person utilized his Kayach Hatzir, his Kayach to visualize, and the other one didn't. Those two words, he says, is the difference of why people are Matzliach or why not. And it's that Yisoy that's for us too right now. If we want to be Matzliach in this Mulchama, we have to use our Kayach Hatzir. Because we don't see any guns in our hands, and we're not driving any tanks, and we don't see any enemies being shot dead. And we don't see ourselves killing Palestinians. And we don't see Israelis being saved. All that we can't see. But with our power of visualization, our Kayach Hatzir, if we wake up that power, we put ourselves in a state of emergency, and we imagine that we're fighting the war. Every little bit of Torah, I read a line in Gemara, makes a difference. I could be shooting another Arab dead if I go learn another line in Gemara. I could be saving another Israeli. Who knows how much Hatzlacha and Brachos be showered when Ashpoi's Torahs are coming down. For every word of Torah that I learn, every tefillah that I make, every Avodas Hashem that I'm doing, whatever it is, I make a bracha with more kavana. Whatever I'm doing makes a world of a difference. Only with Kayach Hatzir are you going to feel it. And you have to utilize your Kayach Hatzir to feel this. The Chofetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Chaimas Hadas, it's in Perik Yudalad. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Yudua, Sheschus HaTorah Goyrim LeKibbutz Golias. It's going to be the Schus of Torah that's going to cause all the galus to come together and be gathered. K'mo Shamu Chazal, Chazal tell us, Ein HaGolios Miskansois, Elo B'Schus HaTorah. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's a Feirish. Golos is only going to come to an end with the schus of Torah. And he brings down Kedisa B'Tanat Ve'elio, Kol HaMetzukos V'Hatloyes, all the suffering, Sheyisrael Yizbelu, Kol Yisrael suffering. Ye'ikir HaGeula Rak B'Schus Shaloyim Dim Torah. The Ikir Geula is going to happen because people are sitting and learning Torah. It's that power of what the Torah does that's going to give us the schus for Geula. And he brings down, this is the famous Gemara of Sholu Talmidov, it's Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, Ma yasa odu v'inatzal m'chevli Mashiach? What should I do to be saved from Chevli Mashiach? I don't want to die, I want to be able to be zeichet to see the Geula. How am I going to survive Chevli Mashiach? Amalei yasik v'toyru v'gemilas chasadim. Be oisik in toyru v'gemilas chesed, and both of those, the esik ha-toyru, with the Asik of Gemilas Chesed, you'll be saved from Chevli Mashiach. V'chein hoya gam came in Mitzrayim, says the Chofetz Chaim. That's what happened in Mitzrayim, Koidim HaGeula. And that's what's going to happen in the final Golos also. Azoy zok to Chofetz Chaim. Which means every morning we wake up. When you wake up in your bed in the morning, once I've heard, this is a very ridiculous line, there are three types of people. And you have a choice to pick what type of person you want to be. There are people that make things happen. There are people that watch things happen. And there are people that want to know, oh, what happened? Those are the three types of people. When you wake up in the morning in your bed, you have a choice to decide, what type of person am I going to be today? Are you going to actually be the person that makes things happen? You have the ability to be that person. You could make the things happen. You could make the whole world of a difference. Don't just be that person that watched things happen or is so spaced out that has to ask, oh, do you know what happened? Don't be like that. Our avoda is to make things happen. And it's our choice of our bechira every morning to decide for ourselves, I'm going to make things happen today. And this is a beferish apostle. You know, the Pasuk says, Tnu Oiz Lelekim. You say it every morning in Pesukei Zimra. Tnu Oiz Lelekim means give Hashem strength. Now, could you tell me what that means? Hashem needs you as a flesh and blood to give him strength. Hashem is the Almighty, as they say in English. What does that mean? Tnu Oiz Lelekim, give Hashem strength. says all the Mefarshim, mamash this yisoid that we're saying. Hashem set up the Bria in a way that nothing's going to happen in Shemayim until we go ahead with our Maisim down here, Lamata. We, with our Maisim down here, Lamata, are Ma'orer that Shemayim could bring down Hashchois. And that's what it means that we should give strength to Hashem. Do something. Make things happen. Be that person that makes the difference. If you make things happen and your Avodah Hashem turns into a whole new level, then you could go ahead. You're giving strength to Hashem and the Rebbeinu Hashem could shower all the bracha and taka change things for us down here and give us success and all the things we need. That's giving Hashem strength. And I saw from Melech Biederman, there's this pamphlet last year, which was very interesting because it gave me a Gvalik Esayiris. He wrote that Chazal say that at the end of all the Yom Neiran, which really Yom Neiran is all 51 days, it's the whole 30 days of Elul, and Tola Shana Rabba is a Chaf Aleph Tishrei, Chaf Aleph is 21, makes it 51 days. He says, at the end of all the 51 days, that's the Hoshana. Hoshana means save. Nun Aleph is 51. Hoshana Rabbah, which is the end where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to save Klal Yisrael after the 51 days of Avodah, is a medrash that says, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tells us, the famous pasuk in Yirmiyah, Lamed Aleph, Mani Kaili Mibechi, hold back your voice from crying, Veinayach Midima, and your eyes from tears. Because there's going to be a reward for what you're doing, and you could stop. Your tefillos were answered. This is what Chazal say. So Frek of Melech Biederman is quoting the Yismach Moshe. I don't understand. So if Hashem answered my tefillos, why did Mashiach come? Why did Mashiach come? The Rebbeinu Shem is telling us stop crying, and that's it. You're done. I'm mekabel it. So why is the Mashiach here? So he said over, the answer is the next pasuk. And this is so unbelievable. Vishavu bonim ligvulam. The children all return to their regular boundaries. Everybody after those 51 days, ready with the first week of Ben Azmanim, you're back to normal. You're back to your old self, your old boundaries. And you go back to your old ways. And if you don't hold on to the Yom Neiran, you don't hold on to your Darkei Tshuva, Vishavu Bonim Legvulam, so that's why Mashiach's not here. And it was a Meir Dike Chizuk. This year it's not like that. Every single year, hopefully, is a changed individual. We went right from our Yom Neiran, from our Shana Rabbah, straight into this Eis Sora LeYakov that everybody hopefully is holding on to Darkei Tshuva. And therefore, this year we could be Zeicha. With our eyes, to see Mashiach's arrival. Like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam promises, stop crying, I'm answering your tefillah. Because we're not going back to our old ways. And this is our avodah, to keep our Darkei Tshuva going and make a difference. You be the person that wakes up in the morning and makes things happen. And then Meila will taka bizaycha to see this geula. But I just want to add one more point. Chavetz Chaim himself adds this point at the end over there also in Perek Yudalad. Besides for our Avodas Hashem in Torah, that the Esek HaTorah is going to bring us to the Geula. And that's how we're fighting and being successful in our war. He adds, V'hine yesh oid ikar gadol. But there's one more ikar gadol. Dovar shemekayr v'es ha-Geula. It's going to bring the Geula closer. V'hu ha-tfilo v'ha-tzaka. And that's the crying out in davening. Like it says by Mitzrayim, v'nitzak al Hashem, they cried to Hashem, v'yishma Hashem as kaleinu. Af onu tzrichel lisnai gam kein boifin zeh. We also have to adapt and have that hanhoga to cry out. It's not enough just to daven the way you always daven your whole life. We're now in a state of emergency. We're in a shas melchama. We're all fighting the battle. And when you're in battle, the way you cry out is vanitzak. It has to be a cry with your whole being. You have to beg the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he goes on to say, the Isa b'Medrash, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Medrash writes, Afilu ein odom kedai lanois loib litzilosai. You're a person that you feel like, who am I? I'm a nothing. I'm not kedai that Hashem should answer my tefillas. Says the Chafetz Chaim, don't look at yourself like that. Because the Medrash says beferish, even if you're not kedai, you're not kedai that I should answer your tefillah, and you're not kedai las imoy chesed, I should do chesed with you. But kivon shemispalo umarbe tachanunim. If you're going to daven with your whole heart, and be marbe betachanunim, beg the Rabbeinu Shloim with your whole being, ani oisa chesed imoy. I'm going to do chesed for you, and help you, and answer your tefillahs, even though you're not someone who's from the Lama Vav Tzadikim. From this we see, says the Chavetz Chaim, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is waiting for all of us to be marbe in tefillah. And with that, he's going to bring us to geula. We have to be marbe in our davening. And this, the MS is what the Mesil Sharm writes. In Perik Yutes, the Ramchal writes, the famous Mishnah, everybody knows this Mishnah. We probably use it the wrong way. A person is chayv adam loyma b'shvili nivra olam. The world's created for me. So some people think that means when you walk into the dining room, the world's created for me and I take all the lunch. That's what some people think. Or other areas in life that people use this. But you should know, when the Mishnah says b'shvili nivra olam, the Mesilas Sharim brings down, it's specifically in regard to this thing of tefillah. Says the Mesilas Sharim, right? The Heilige Ramchal. Yispalo tamid al gulosam. You have to daven for gula. The Hashavas kvayt shemayim and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam kvayt shemayim should be brought back. The imyoyim aradim. And if you're going to say, mi ani, who am I? Umo ani sofon. Who would I have of myself? Shespalo al gulos al Yerushalayim. I'm going to daven for gulos in Yerushalayim. Have they tfilosi? Because of my tfilo, you come to our gulos. Gulos is going to end because of my tfilo. V'titzbach HaYeshua, and Yeshua is going to sprout because of me. Tshuvasoi b'tzidon. The answer is written right there. It says, Ramchal, ke'oisa shashaninu, like it says, v'fikach nivra adam yichidi, every individual is created as an individual, k'dei sheyoyma, that you should say, b'shvili nivra olam. Says the Mesil Sesharim, v'heilig Ramchal, that it's in this area, Hashem wants you to say, b'shvili nivra olam. That yes, my tefillah, Hashem's telling me, could make the whole difference. My tefillah has the power. If I sincerely ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for the geula, if my Yerushalayim Mircha is a different type of tefillah, if a Semach David becomes a different type of tefillah, if a Sechazena Einenu becomes a different type of tefillah, if I start begging the Rabbeinu sincerely for it, Bishvili Nivra Olam means that I could bring the geula. And the emes is, even our Kaddish, the way we respond to Kaddish has to become a whole different level. In this state of emergency that we're in, do you realize Tefillah's Kaddish is for the final Gula Achreina? That's what Kaddish is about. We read it in the Haftarah on Sukkot also. In the Haftarah in Yecheskel, over there in Perek Lamaches, when it talks about the Mechemes Goygu Magoy, over there it says, it's going to come a point where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to go ahead and fight the Mechema for us. V'hiskadalti v'hiskadashti, and I'm going to become great and iskadish. V'noyalati le'enei goyim rabbin, and be known to the eyes of all nations. V'yodu k'ani Hashem, they'll know that I am Hashem. Ani Hashem kadosh b'Yisrael. This is what we're coming to. The Geula Achrein is going to be a moment of yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabba. And therefore, our level of answering kaddish has to be a level of recognition, of kavana, of what the Chazan's saying and what you're responding to and asking the Rebbeinu sincerely, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivorach Li'olam Lo'ol Me'olmayo. We have to ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that Taka should come the moment of the end of the Muhammad's Goygu Magoy, that there should be Viskadalt Viskadashti at the Yodu Ki'ani Hashem. That's the Yiskadl Viskad Shmei Rabba. I just want to end that I heard over very nicely how we should realize all hard times that Klal Yisrael went through brought tremendous peiros. Klal Yisrael, when they experienced Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, that brought the Leida of Torah Shebaal Peh. The whole Shas came from after that. The period of Crusades brought the Tekufa of the Rishonim. Right afterwards, that's when we zeichah to the Rishonim. after the Inquisition, that's when the Chachmei Kabbalah right away came about. The Ramchal, the Arizal, the Chaim Vital, all the Chachmei Kabbalah we have all came from that, right after that period. Gzeiras Tach V'Tat, that's when the Vilna Goyim and all his Talmidim, which was a major breakthrough, came at that point. And the Holocaust, we all know the Shefa that came down afterwards. It was an explosion of Ruchnius and Gashmius for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael never experienced such an explosion of Hashpah Toiva like after the Holocaust and all the history of Klal Yisrael's years. So we have to realize that although we suffered a major blow and we're still fighting a tremendous Melchama, but we have a guarantee that every time Klal Yisrael goes through something hard, it brings tremendous payers. The Ezer Hashem, this Melchama that we're fighting right now, which is a tremendous Esorah L'Yakov, and we're in tremendous danger from the billions of Arabs that surround us, and they all want death to Israel, they want us all to die. If we all stand strong, and we mechazik ourselves b'darkei tshuva, to have a whole different level of void in all our areas, the Ezer Hashem, it's going to give birth to Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mheir v'yameinu, amen.